Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today's guest is Jason Richmond, author of the new book, Culture Ignited, Five Disciplines for Adaptive Leadership. As an authoritative culture change strategist, Jason has helped companies build strong, sustained revenue growth by empowering their employees and developing energizing office cultures. And Mr. Richmond, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a great pleasure to be back with you, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, you're more than welcome. It is great to have you back, and thanks so much. Now, tell us, for starters, what inspired you to write this book, Culture Ignited, Five Disciplines for Adaptive Leadership? Let's start there.
You know, Eric, about 18 months ago, you know, we launched the first book, Culture Spark, and in that book, you know, we really laid out an applicable five-step culture model for any organization or any leader that wanted to drive culture change, culture involvement. And the last step in that model, step five, is sustain and how to sustain your culture. And, you know, in working with our customers and our clients and partners, you know, everyone, you know, the majority of my conversations was around sustainment of culture now that we've gone through this process. And really, sustainment of culture starts with leadership, managers, influencers, leaders. So we really focused on the disciplines, if you would, that leaders need to demonstrate, that they need to have within their core in order to really continually evolve and continually drive and sustain that culture. And that's really where the inspiration came from.
Now, speaking of company and corporate culture, why is having the right kind of corporate culture so important?
Well, you know, in right now in today's world and what we've gone through in the last couple of years and what we're going to continue to go through in the near future, you know, the concept of psychological safety is at a heightened level. And, you know, an organizational culture can create that safety for employees. It can have that psychological safety impact on organizations. And really, culture is kind of the core of an organization that creates connection. And if your workforce is connected and they're striving in the same direction and they have a level of safety, I would say it's their differentiator. An organization can use their culture to differentiate themselves over competition, especially in today's world. And it's, you know, it's not so much about what you do as an organization. Every company, every organization, every group has competition, and it's not so much about that. It's not so much about there's other organizations doing what you do, but really culture differentiates you by how you do it, and that's why I say it can be the differentiation for you, and that's why I say it's so important. I would say it's as important as any business strategy, budget strategy, you know, operational strategy that you could have.
Certainly do appreciate your input there. That is most helpful and greatly appreciated. Now, tell us, what difference did you see during the pandemic between companies that thrived and those that didn't fare so well?
Yep. Well, I think it starts with customer centricity, right? The companies we work with every day, and the companies I've been around that have really strived, have really started to pay attention to the customers and really start taking empathy and understanding what their customers are going through and what they have gone through, and adapted their processes and their services and even their products to adapt to what the customer really needs. I say all the time, almost in every conversation I have, you know, talking about coming out of the pandemic, you know, the leaders that recognize that, you know, purpose really drives profits and profits help sustain purpose. I think that rings true so much today. And organizations have really, the ones that have strived, have really adapted that purpose, you know, to be focused on their customer success. And that has made a big difference. I mean, you've seen increases in brand loyalty. You've seen increases in the quality of applicants. coming from employee referrals. You've seen an increased involvement in the community. The retention of high performers, I mean, is another differentiator, another way to measure, you know, organization strength coming out of the pandemic. And they've been more innovative, you know, made up in their products and their services in relationship to how those products and services get delivered to their customers.
Certainly some interesting feedback on that one right there. And again, very insightful. Today, we're speaking with authoritative culture change strategist, Mr. Jason Richmond, and also author of the new book, Culture Ignited, Five Disciplines for Adaptive Leadership. And he's joined us here today once again on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what do you actually mean by adaptive leadership in the five disciplines that you identified in your book? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Yeah, and again, looking at sustainment of culture, it starts with inspiring and communicating that shared purpose that we just talked about, Eric. Right now, that shared purpose is a rallying cry for employees, for customers, and so forth. It's a motivational tool. It's an inspirational tool. You know, keeping that purpose in front of your workforce, I think, is critical. The second one is trust and authenticity. I get asked all the time, and I work with organizations all the time, well, how do you build a level of trust and authenticity? And I think it really starts with a couple leadership disciplines, really around empathetic leadership, adapting flexibility in how we work, when we work, the level of coaching we give, a different type of coaching, the development coaching process, empowerment, and really in our communications, to be transparent. And then leaders need to communicate in a transparent way. And then the third one is focusing on performance management skills. And in the way we work today and the new hybrid workforce and what we're coming into, organizations have to adapt an agile leadership methodology. They have to really demonstrate agility in how they lead and how they work with people. And we really talk a lot about the importance of short-term measurable goals. To really collaborate on targets in the short term and achieve those targets and continue moving forward, really focusing on performance. The fourth discipline we talk about is the importance of, you know, building your capacity continuously by developing your talent. I mean, focus on the strengths of the talent you have and continually develop that. And then the fifth discipline that we are really working on and striving, engaging with our employees is implementing processes to create belonging through diversity and inclusion. And that's inclusion in thoughts and ideas and getting the workforce more engaged and being open to hear new ideas and new concepts and new ways of working from your workforce. And really those are the five disciplines that we work with in Culture Ignited. And that we're really driving into organizations and in their leadership behaviors, if you will.
Now, here's a question for you. You talk about how crisis can be turned into an opportunity. What do you actually mean by that?
Creating opportunity out of crisis, I think, really comes down to our ability to implement change, our ability to adapt, shift, implement change. Change the way we're doing certain things, look at our processes and procedures, enhance our employee satisfaction and engagement levels by engaging them into new ways of work. I mean, I think there's tons of opportunity created by crisis and technology. I mean, I'll give you an example, Eric. I've been working with an organization for over 10 years, and we have had conversations, you know, for probably 18 months. They've been having conversations for over 18 months, strategizing on how to become more virtual, how to become more digital, how to reduce, you know, some travel costs, how to deliver development needs to their employees on a virtual basis. The pandemic hit, and something they've been talking about for 18 months, it took them less than 45 days. Right, so it drove an opportunity in the organization to really provide value and continually developing their employees during a crisis in a work home situation. So, taking a look at that crisis and adapting the way we work, I think is a huge opportunity for organizations.
And I'd say that is a fantastic example in that regard. Thank you very much on that. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, or anything else you'd like to mention along the lines of our conversation today?
You know, I think Eric, the biggest thing is that I'd like to leave is a couple thoughts. You know, as an organization or organizational leader, you're not out there on an island. You have a lot of peers, you have a lot of colleagues. Tap into the power of your colleagues, tap into the power of peer groups, the power of working together within your organization to brainstorm ideas, to create innovation. Don't ever feel as a leader that you're out there on an island and have to do all this yourself. Utilize the relationships and the connections that you have within your organization. And the second thing as a leader, as a manager, stay in tune. I mean, really in tune with where your employees are at in regards to life priorities, projects, what's important to them. Increase your level of empathy. You'll have a stronger connection with your employees, with your workforce. You'll have a more engaged and a more committed workforce if you can kind of tap into the hearts and minds of people a little bit more than what you're probably normally used to.
A great place to conclude today. Mr. Richmond, always appreciate your visits and what you do. And tell our listeners where they can get more information on your services, as well as where they could pick up this book, Culture Ignited.
Yeah. The book is on Amazon, Culture Ignited, Jason Richmond. It's also on Audible. Please go check that out. The best way to find me is LinkedIn, Jason Richmond, Ideal Outcomes, Inc. And you could also go to our website, www.idealoutcomesinc.com. And those are probably about the three best places to find me.
And of course, listeners, you can check out all the links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. We'll have them there for you, especially for those mobile listeners out there as well. Mr. Richmond, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, and be safe.
Again, we've been speaking with authoritative culture change strategist, Mr. Jason Richmond. He's also the author of the new book, Culture Ignited, 5 Disciplines for Adaptive Leadership. And again, the website of reference is idealoutcomesinc.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.